He was 12 years old, a mile from home when something stopped in his tracks. He couldn't go on, he couldn't stay there. He couldn't, no, he couldn't go back. He couldn't walk the plank to that white front door, dying for a place called home. The youngest of five, he lived in a house where everybody lived alone. It was late October, late afternoon, the fields were dry and brown. There was nobody else, so he said to himself as he knelt down on the ground. If I ever make sense of this life I'm living, I know what I'm gonna do. Then he buried his heart in the cold dry dirt, broke himself in two. Sometimes to survive, just to stay alive, this is what we have to do. No matter what it takes, no matter where I go, I swear, I'm coming back for you. When he turned 24, locked up again, something stopped him in his tracks. He couldn't go on, he couldn't stay there. He couldn't, no, he couldn't go back. The walls of his cell were the walls of his mind, were the walls of his life from the start. And he fell to his knees, he was begging to be free when he heard this voice from his heart. Sometimes to survive, just to stay alive, this is what we have to do. No matter what it takes, no matter where you go, I swear, I'm coming back for you. And he was something stops me in my tracks. I can't go on, I can't stay here. I have to, yes, I have to go back. Cause I see these boys down on their knees, burying their hearts in the dirt. And I kneel right down, I pull them in, I say, son, son, I know how that hurts. Sometimes to survive, just to stay alive, this is what we have to do. We can heal ourselves when we help someone else. That's why I'm coming back for you. You, I'm coming back for you. You, I'm coming back.